for discussion only. In your packet, you have a density tree for conditional uses and changes of zones. Line for Mr. Counts. Come forward, please. This is for discussion only and not a public hearing, so. Mr. Lake, Mr. Counts.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wasn't at the last meeting when the council discussed this concept of changing the ordinance, and I would just ask Rick to summarize his discussions.
We've never discussed it before.
This is the first time it's been.
Never discussed this at all.
It's almost done now.
That's a Rick's burden.
It's prepared for discussion, so I'm ready to discuss it.
Well, let me take the burden off you. I think this is just a continuation with respect to the concept that we approved last week, in which developers would have to pay into a conservation fund a certain amount set by the council on an annual basis for increase in density. What we passed last week applied to the cluster subdivisions. This would be an extension of that principle to conditional use applications and change of zones in which additional residential density was approved by the council. Right now, we oftentimes are asked to increase density through a conditional use. Again, this would simply require the developer to pay into that conservation fund an amount equal to the fees set forth in last week's ordinance at the point of recordation of that new plat. And with a change of zone in the same case, if, for instance, somebody went from an AR1 district and asked that they be increased to, say, a B1 district, which offered them twice the density from 2 units in the AR1 to 4 units in the B1, then they would be required to pay the fees set forth to get that additional density.
If I might interject, the Section 1, I want to bring to your attention, amends subsection 216A, which is the section dealing with changes of zone and approval of changes of zone and conditional use. What you dealt with before amended specifically the cluster section of the AR zone. So this moves to an entirely different section and would apply to any increase in residential under the change of zone or conditional use.
I would say that there's actually two versions. One was in your packet, and then the one passed out tonight. I believe the only difference in those two, and that's part of the reason why we're talking about it tonight, the one in your packet specifically said that 50% of the fees would be earmarked for open space preservation, the other 50% for infrastructure. It was obvious in the discussions at the last council meeting that infrastructure was a concern by the council. This one that was passed out tonight simply keeps it in line with the ordinance that was passed last week that dedicates 100% of the money to an open space preservation fund.
Mr. Tower, Bruce.
And again, it would be recognized if we were to pass the ordinance in the form passed out tonight that the council would still have the ability, if we started garnering what could be considered excess funds, we could propose an amendment to the ordinance that could set aside a certain portion of that money at a future date toward other uses other than open space preservation. I personally would prefer the one that I passed out tonight, which keeps it the way it was passed last Tuesday. If and when a time comes where we're forced to possibly fund transportation infrastructure, it's an issue that's probably best put on the table as an amendment to the ordinance so that we can have another public hearing to talk about that specific need and the specific appropriateness of redirecting those funds at that time.
Vince, I mean, you've seen this, I guess, at the planning and zoning, right? Do you have any concern?
We have not seen this one.
But I'm just saying, do you have any concern about just the concept of selling density from a legal standpoint?
Well, we visited that at planning and zoning and vetted it out.
But you, I don't care about that. I'm from the legal point. I mean, just as a, I mean, with your exposure to land use ordinances and how things are like this addressed, does this bother you at all?
The concept that's set forth in here legally doesn't bother me. I had some questions from Mr. Kautz on some of the things in here, the details, I guess you'd say. For example, I wanted to ask Mr. Kautz where the basis for the amendment for Section 115.216A came from, because I have some concerns that I think could be worked out if this was going to be introduced as an ordinance, but the cluster process is different from the change in zone or conditional use. For example, on a conditional use, you're going to see multifamily dwellings, which are typically condos, not lots, like it's referred to in here, for example. That's one of the things that needs to be addressed. And typically, I think the triggering event with regard to whether there's going to be any payment made is really going to be at the site plan stage, not necessarily the change in zone stage, because as you gentlemen know, when you see a change in zone, that allows you to do a myriad of uses within a specific piece of property. Planning and zoning is the one that's going to see, perhaps, on depending on what they try to do, is a site plan, which is going to determine how many units, which is going to govern how this is utilized. So that's the kind of issue I've been looking at with
but
this.
But are you familiar with any other jurisdiction that may use anything like this?
We've looked at other jurisdictions.
Have you found anything that resembles this?
Well, every county's different. I mean, there's similar programs to this. There's TDRs, there's contribution for infrastructure impact fees. There's any number of ways that deal with it. I mean, every one's different. You know, if you're asking me if I've seen one that's exactly like
this. No,
like,
I'm just curious. It just seems like, I know contract zoning, this kind of similar to that in the sense that, you know, they're standing there, they want something, and we're going to get money from them, and if they get more, and if, obviously you'll give them what they want because of the money trend, you know.
Well, I know with the cluster ordinance that went through, there were some recommendations that came from planning and zoning to address that, and I think that would be the kind of thing that I'd like to see in tweaking this one to address it, to make sure that it's tied into whether it's appropriate land use, you know, and that type of thing. So it takes that issue away as to whether, you know, you're going to pay a certain amount of money and you're going to get B1 zoning. You know, we want to make sure that that's addressed, and I think we can do that by tweaking the language in here.
So I'm just trying to find out why the council is in a rush to do all that. I mean, if this is such a popular thing, we just adopted one a week ago and have no idea if it's going to be effective. I know planning and zoning, we raced into this cluster housing, and that was in the agricultural district, and everybody seemed that was going to be a real great thing, and I think at planning and zoning they've had concerns with it. We've seen some subdivisions that have done that in areas, and people don't like it. And my gut feeling is you're going to see the same thing when this happens, when people start looking up and they get this additional density because the county's received some money. So I just get concerned that we're rushing into these things without really working them out and finding out how something's going to work before we do more, in case where you possibly have gone down the wrong path. Because I know most communities that when they try to do something for open space, they do it through impact fees possibly, or issue bonds, you know, through the county or something, and everybody throughout the whole county bears the financial burden and picks it up, and we don't get the additional density. Because when I read that article that was in the News Journal about growth, it was last week? And the one thing that really struck me was the county's growth stretches from the congested beach towns on the coast and to the old-fashioned farming areas of like Bridgeville. And then it says, spurring the development are vast stretches of farmland and county, and the county, a county law that allows almost all of it to be subdivided into half-acre building lots, 10 times more dense than a large rural section of southern Newcastle County, 20 times denser than Kent County's new eastern edge. And then I said, I think somewhere else in the article they talked about surrounding Maryland counties. It was just the density here is so much higher, and yet now we're even talking about that the solution to open space now is more density, just like affordable housing. It was solution was more density. So it seems that the only solution here is more money and more density. So I don't know why we're going down this path, and we ought to just hold up a little bit and see what you've already done, how that works, and see what's happened. My understanding is a big subdivision in Milton has now opted out of going into the town of Milton. Now wants to do it outside of city limits because they're going to get all this additional density. But the burden's going to still be on Milton. So
I think the issue in Milton's much different than that.
Whatever. Okay. All right. Could
and
be.
To clarify one thing, Mr. Cole said this council's pushing forward on this. This is a request of Mr. Phillips just for discussion only tonight. It wasn't the desire of anyone else on council, so we let him put it on talk about it. With that, Mr. Deuce, you got comments?
I supported the ordinance last Tuesday, and I understand that it just dealt with the clustering. However, I think it's way too early to start revising all of our ordinances to start amending these. And I think we need to put this one on the back burner for a while and see how the clustering ordinance is going to work. And if it starts bringing in a lot of revenue, then we need to talk about it. But as far as doing it countywide, I'm not interested in talking too much about it at this point.
Mr. Jones.
My thoughts are about the same. I think we have to step back and kind of look and see what we how this the first ordinance will work, because again, we might have some flaws in there, and there's no sense trying to amend two ordinances versus one. I think we need to look and just watch, see how a subdivision goes, see how the people react, and then possibly move forward.
And my comments would be that I like what we passed last week, and I like where the money's going to go to buy the open space, and I don't like to discuss that going for transportation or anything else. If the money that will come in from that program won't buy the open space, we probably want to see it. So I like to see the one we passed last week get up and running, and I don't even want to discuss taking the money from buying open space, take care of roads or anything else. That program for should be for open space and nothing but open space, because there's a greenway that's been discussed for a number of years now. I think Mr. Forney was in here talking about it, and it's going to take about 40,000 acres or 38,000 acres from Slaughter Beach to Delmar, back across and up again, and I just think that funding should be earmarked for that and stay for that, but that's just my opinion. Any other comments to the discussion?
I'd just like to reiterate my appreciation to the council members on my right for their support of this concept last week. I certainly will heed your opinions and put this on hold for the time being.
Yes, we need to support it.
Okay, with that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Don't run off. We will go to, get my papers back out of here.
You're keeping tabs. You didn't do too well on that
one. We will.
You're keeping score on all this, aren't you?
Our 7:20 appointment is canceled out. Mr. Stickles will go to grant request. What was that? Mr. Baker.
Yeah, we have three grant requests. And the first is from Georgetown Fire Company, and this is for to help. They're requesting $500.